Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
This fall, don't miss all the hottest content from Hulu with reality singing competition shows like The Masked Singer, which is one of my favorites, and The Voice, and the funniest comedies like Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, South Park, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I haven't missed an episode of because it's one of my favorites. Hulu has the TV you love, and I love, obviously, and you can binge it anytime with plans starting at only $5.99 a month. What a steal! So what are you waiting for? Don't miss your favorite content this fall. Go to Hulu.com and start your free trial now. Welcome to a new episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. It's one of the last times. Cheers, Spencer. Clink, clink.
What's one of the last times? What? For $1 million, I couldn't guess what you're going to say.
It's almost 100 episodes and we're changing the name.
So. You say we say this every time.
I know, before. But this one the last time you'll ever hear that.
What number is this?
This is what, 93 or something?
Oh, then you're going to hear for like, I don't know the math, but at least more.
Yeah, like seven more times, but that's it. Six.
So make sure you listen to all the next seven.
Extra.
Just get to that 100. We're going to have a big party giveaway. Give away some Pride Daddy crystals, pridedaddy.com crystals. Technically,
yeah,
it's pridedaddycrystals.com. They both work, though.
Yeah, check that out. It is almost our 11-year wedding anniversary. We've been together for 13 years and married for almost 11 years. How do you feel?
Gosh. It feels like 11 different lifetimes, I will say. Our lives are so... Our years together feel like different episodes in like that strange show that we don't even watch, so I don't even know. Like
Stranger
Black
Things.
Black Mirror. Black Mirror, I don't know. I think.
Like all different dimensions.
Yeah, it just seems like... Like I was just tripping that we have done The Jungle, we've done Big Brother multiple times, we did Marriage. Like people don't comprehend that one of those shows is crazy for your whole life, and then you do so many of them. So.
Yeah, like people have to get therapy after each one of these shows. They have like a...
Did the mother-daughter therapy.
Yeah, and I cried like the whole friggin' time. It was so insane.
So yeah, the 11 years have been very... I would have never imagined we would be where we are right now.
Oh my gosh, me either.
Especially like 1 year ago, 2 years ago, three, yeah. Like not one, maybe in 2009, I would think we would be where we are now, as crazy as that sounds. Because well, we're back on the hills. And so in 2009, if you'd ask me, what are you going to be doing in 10 years? I'd be like, the hills with the baby, a little toddler now. And so then was more of a right prediction. But after that, I would have never guessed we'd be back in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, the first thought I thought we were going was like total Kim Kardashian. I thought we were going to be like so rich and so famous and successful and like continue on the path that we were on. And we were like two of the most famous people. And then, yeah, when we went to Costa Rica, I went back to CARP. I never thought we would be regulars on TV again like this, back living in LA, back filming the hills. It is really funny. But gosh, yeah, 11 years. We really have gone through so many different dimensions and realms. We went back to school. You went to USC. You got your degree in between the two hills filmings. I mean, there were a lot of things that we've done. So 11 years. I mean, 13 years we've been together. So...
And like I said, we were married from the jump. Once you got once you gave me your phone number back.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well, at least you tracked me down and then brought
freaking
and dated Adrena or whatever. Brought her on.
Adrena. was a scripted show. It was my script I was writing, honey. You sound like a at mention.
It was a good it was a good script. I totally fell for the trap.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Gunner, I was like, what? That's Gunner, my man.
Gunner, are you still sleeping? Breaking news, sleep turn alert. That's what we should call this podcast. I know we've said that before. I just call it Sleep Turn with Heidi and Spencer.
Yeah, not last night, but the night before. Gunner slept through the whole night for the first time ever. He went to bed at 8:30. I can't remember if he woke up once at 10 or not, but then he woke up at 6 a.m. the whole freaking night. He slept through the whole night. He's never, ever done that. So sleep in the city. Thank you so much. And it just shows that he's going to get there. Last night, we were up every 2 hours-ish. I don't know. It's so weird because I like trace back the day and I'm like, what was going on? What did I do differently? And you know what? I don't have an answer for that. But it was such a miracle. And I actually cried in the morning. I was like, thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayers. I'm so excited. I have hope that I'm going to get pregnant in the near future and that everything is going to get together. So yeah, that was an amazing thing. And speaking of Gunner and his favorite things like sleep, let's give a shout out to one of Gunner's favorite sponsors, Crayola Color Wonder. We got this package. I'm so excited because we love crayons. We love markers and everything Crayola. We have everything. Crayola Color Wonder is the line of magic mess-free markers, stamps, papers, and paints designed for kids 3 and over. I love this because as much as I love markers, I don't love them all over my house. And that's why these magic markers are freaking amazing because Gunner and I were playing with them. They're also great for airplanes because Gunner loves drawing on the airplanes. Crayola color only appears on the special color Wonder paper, never on skin, clothes, furniture, or carpet. That's why we love it because, yes, he likes to color on all of those things. No more of that. So that's great. Thankfully, Crayola color Wonder is here to take the mess out of your kids' creative expression. Who doesn't love that? The holiday season is coming. Buy one mess-free color Wonder and get 150% off with free shipping at crayola.com/spidey. Gunner loves it and we can relax knowing there won't be a mess to clean up because I'm the one cleaning it up. The color pages have so many of his favorite characters from Disney and Nickelodeon. We were doing Peppa Pig, we were doing sharks, everything that you can imagine. So the color pages have so many of his favorite characters. It keeps him busy in the car, on the plane, at grandma's house, at Tallulah's, when we're waiting for dinner, at the doctor's office appointment. It's magical distraction every where we go. Again, buy one mess-free color Wonder and get 150% off with free shipping at crayola.com/spidey. Your kids will thank you one day. That's crayola.com/spidey. We're taking them on the airplane to Colorado for Christmas and in the car. So I love these. They are one of my favorite sponsors. Crayola's one of my favorite brands in the world. So today we decided to skip soccer because it is very intense. Gunner's not like this in any of his other classes. I guess the soccer is at the park, so he like wants to go play at the park, and then he doesn't want to sit there, and he's like crying and throwing himself on the floor, and all the parents are looking at me like I'm this bad mom who can't make him do it. It's like, I don't know how you have your kids all sitting there quietly, just waiting their turn to play soccer. Like, he just wants to go. There's like one other kid who also likes to run around, but it's so hard. And then I don't know, my back hurts the most on Sundays. And so I can't pick him up and he's running down. I'm like saying to Spencer, like, get him back here. And he's like, he's crying. I don't want to pick him up. I'm like, just pick him up. Cause I know I'm going to have to go over there and then pick him up and carry him. And it's going to hurt my back all the way back. Anyways, after last week, I just decided, you know what? Forget soccer on Sunday this week. I'm not going to do it. And we had a Pratt Daddy pop-up, which was so exciting, at the Hotel Bel Air today. What is it, technically a fair?
It was their first ever, excuse me to our listeners, but running a business is more work than I didn't dream of this, actually. It's a nightmare. It's a blessing nightmare. It's a blessing nightmare. One
it's
day,
a blessed nightmare.
One day it'll be a blessing. Right now it just feels like a nightmare. So sorry. There's just different time zones. So I'm WhatsApping in Pakistan. And it's like, if I don't respond to this now, we're on very different timetables. It's just like, oh my gosh. So a fun thing today was Sorry, I was getting Afghanite. I never heard of it. I was like, that's crazy. It's very beautiful. Afghanite. So, yes, it was the Bel Air Hotel, world famous, so much history, a lot of legends of a lot of stories. We've quizzed. I'm not going to name names, but there's lots of ghost stories and secrets of great energy there. They had their first ever holiday festival. Is that how they call it? It's not the name of it. It had a very cool name. And they invited Pratt Daddy Crystals to be one of the vendors with all the curated brands at the Hotel Bel Air. Players, like, this is such a compliment. I'm so thankful. Really such a sign of things to come. Right, God? Amen. Thankfully we got there on time-ish, because first off,
20 minutes late, which is on time for us.
Yeah, it's freaking early. We got there, and thankfully the card reader needed a firmware update, and I'm pretty good at doing updates, and I'm very techno savvy.
Yeah,
so Abby Larkin, not Abby Roach, Gunner's assistant, Abby Larkin, our new full-time superstar employee. She has been working for us for probably around a year, but only part-time. We have her full-time now, and she was doing the selling of the crystals, but she could only take cash because she needed IT support, also known as Pratt Daddy himself, come in there, hit a quick firmware update on the card reader, and boom, we had a major successful sale day. I think the hotel was overwhelmed. There was over 1,000 people there in a pretty, not to diss the hotel, smaller space.
Exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, there's only 120 parking spots at this hotel. It's a small hotel, so there's 4,000 people were trying to get in, but they weren't letting any cars in, and so it ended up working out perfect, because next year they're going to sell tickets, and so it's going to eliminate, all due respect, any riffraff that's just coming to be a looky-loo.
Yeah,
thank you.
Looky-loo is definitely better.
Yeah, I mean, riffraff, looky-loo.
We're riffraff. Full riffraff, scruffing up. I had so many looks. Like, you're in a tie-dye.
We're both
shorts.
In tie-dyes. I'm in tie-dye swim shorts.
Gunner's screaming, running around like the craziest child possible. It's so funny because I was like, oh, yeah, use our indoor voice. Friends are like, what? Mean yell louder? Our house is so freaking loud. I was like, yes, I definitely need to work on this whole indoor voicing. It was so fun. And the way we got Gunner there was the ducks. So they have these ducks. So I was like, do you want to go see the ducks? He's like, yeah, yeah. The whole duck ride, he's going, Dad, quack, quack, quack. Mom, quack, quack, quack. So we got there and we had to look at the ducks right away. But it was fun having other kids there. They weren't really interacting with us. But the hotel itself, the layout seems pretty big, but the areas are smaller, and it was so understaffed that there was only one waiter in the area, but I don't think they had any idea how big it was going to be. But thankfully we did get there. Abby Larkin did such a great job. It looked beautiful, and everyone knows Gunner. It's crazy. All these women were coming up to me and all these people, and they're like, hey, Gunner. And then I'm thinking, like, do I know you? And it's like, no, you guys just know Gunner, and you know of Gunner. And everyone knew Pratt Daddy Crystals. I could hear people like over talking about it. And then this woman bought one and was like, oh, look, yeah, hey, Heidi, look, I just bought this. And she bought this amazing pink tourmaline. So it was really fun just being a part of that. I wish I could have gone shopping more because they had such cute kids' clothes and all this, but I, you know, was full on hands-on with Gunner, and he always has his nap around like 12:30 every day, and it was 1 o'clock and the clock kept ticking, you know, faster and faster. It's funny that when you want time to slow down, it doesn't, and when you want time to speed up, it doesn't. It's always the same, but, you know, it just doesn't seem like it. So we were having so much fun. I went in to get lunch with Gunner, and it took a little long, but thankfully Gunner sat there and watched Blippi with me, especially because Spencer had to go get content and help with Abby. And I was like holding down this one table by myself, and everyone was like trying to get the table because it was one of the only ones. And I'm like, no, it's mine. So, oh my gosh. And I went into the bathroom, and this poor woman was locked in the bathroom, And then I like grabbed the handle and I put it in, and at the same time, and she got out. I was like, whoa, that was totally God's favor. So that was good. But it was amazing. Everything was just so great there. The food was so great. The drinks were so great. And it was just a really exciting thing to be a part of.
It was incredible. But I had a total buzz kill, no pun intended. And as Heidi said, these Bloody Marys probably had a lot of tomato juice. And I was so excited about my Bloody Mary or two celebrating. And somebody DM'd me like, clearly you're an alcoholic. It's like, first off, why do people need to worry about my day, A, about it being a negative? If it's not positive, go somewhere else, because I only like positive. I like emojis with smiley faces.
If I just said that, you'd be like, why would you bring that troll into this conversation? I can't believe you just ruined my whole fun story. Oh, with
it sounds
a troll.
Like you're doing a voice for me. What do we learn in marriage boot camp?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
right,
I was just making a deep voice.
Oh, that's
so
when I try to do your voice. I'm just trying to do a sweet little feminine
that's
voice.
That's sweet. That's nice. Oh, what not like...
Maybe I had a sore throat.
Yeah, sure. Yours is like a mean witchy, naggy voice. Mine was like just a like, hey, I'm sex sponsor, you know. But you're right. I certainly did not mean to mimic with you. You're deflecting the whole point. The whole point was, I even on a podcast you said, why would you bring a troll into this? And you just did what you would not like me to do. So I was just saying.
Oh, I totally.
I was just
you're
saying,
right.
Why are you bringing a troll in? Why you leave that troll out of here? So that's just all I was saying. Oh, God, please have Gunnar sleep through the night tonight. I just need a sleep turn so freaking bad. I just don't know how much longer I can really stay awake for. It's pretty intense. It's pretty intense. Are you hearing me?
Are you intense?
No, it's intense. What? I'm not intense. Put your phone down.
Honey, I have people trying to rip me off.
I don't care. We are podcasting. I need your
This is
full
a
attention.
Real.
Well, then I'll just
life.
Go downstairs. Great.
This is our real life.
Great.
This is a. I'm all these other podcasts are staged. They're all scripted.
I'm not here by myself.
They have all these notes and they're doing it. This is like a stream of consciousness. It's like what it's like to be at our dinner table when Gunnar's asleep and we're drinking red wine. You're eating apple pie. I had Erewhon gluten-free brownies and people are trying to jack me.
Well, you know, all that matters is it's almost our anniversary and I need you to use Rakuten. Let's give a shout out to Rakuten. It's a free membership-based loyalty program and lets you earn up to 40% cash back at over 2,500 stores. Hello, gifts right there. So many outlets to choose from. Nike, Forever 21, Lyft, Under Armour, Walmart, Macy's, Best Buy, Expedia, Groupon, and Ticketmaster, just to name a few. All the places you already shop, but this time you can earn cash back. That's free money, people. Always free. No gimmicks, no points to redeem. So simple and easy to use. Go to Rakuten.com, click on the retailer you're looking for to activate the cash back, and then shop as normal. You'll earn a percentage for every purchase you make. Up to 40% cash back. You get paid every 3 months in a form of a check or via PayPal. So that's what I want for my anniversary. Sign up today at Rakuten.com. That's Rakuten.com. Rakuten, Pratt Daddy. Okay.
Rakuten. Today when I was searching top apps for sales and stuff, that one popped up in real life.
I was watching a Hallmark movie.
I already had it downloaded, so I just had to hit open. So, but it was in the top like sales apps and everything.
I was watching a Hallmark movie today and then Rakuten commercial popped up and I was like, hey, we love Rakuten. Very cool.
You weren't actually watching a Hallmark movie. You were streaming your Hallmark membership. Cool girl. Cool
so
girl.
Cool. But I was watching the actual channel today.
You just gave me a whole speech about how you downloaded that.
I know I did. I downloaded it. I pay for it. I love Hallmark. It is the season. I just love the Hallmark movies because they're fun, they're cute, they're a new storyline, and they're always like happy and have a good ending. So they're just perfect for me. They always have the great Christmas theme. I love Hallmark. So Spencer and I have decided also
for
date day.
Oh, I can't wait when you say this stuff. Like, I am just getting ready. Like, what is she going to say? What have we decided? No, that was a good decision. Go on.
We have decided for date day. We're going to go see two separate movies instead of going to one movie together, because we only get to see one movie, and I want to see the Christmas movie, and he wants to see The Joker, which is no longer in theater, so he's going to have to find a different one. But we're going to go and split and then see our movies and then come back together afterwards.
We're going to meet up at the bar in between the theater and cheers.
Yeah, we'll totally come in and cheers. You know, maybe we go to the Arclight. They might have more options.
Yeah, right. I just was blessed. Cinepolis sponsored me for the year. They love our content, and yeah. I support their energy. And even I loved paying there, but now I am a freaking movie theater influencer.
Like, so, how bad your movie wasn't there, but
oh, I didn't care about the Joker at all.
Oh, okay.
That's too dark for me. Well,
I'm the best.
High vibe.
Then
bruh.
You should come see the Christmas movie.
I want to see the race Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You go see that. I love the Cinepolis. It is, the seats smell like fresh leather seats every time I'm in there. So that's what we're going to do. We were going to go to a really nice dinner for our anniversary, and we thought, you know what? Let's save the money. So we're not going to do that. We'll do it at a different time, but there's a lot coming up. And oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I booked our flight to Colorado for Christmas yesterday. Thankfully, we had all these Amex points because the first class tickets were like $6,000. They were insane. I was like, what? Because now Gunner is over 2 years old and he has to have his own freaking seat. I'm like, first off, he's not going to sit there when we take off. What do you think is going to happen? He's a 2 year old.
What a waste. It's such a hustle.
It's such a hustle. It's like maybe a 3 year old.
It makes sense though if it's not, if you're flying solo and you have like, it's one thing. It should be like, okay, if you have the two first class seats, you can still have a kid. But if you were by yourself and didn't book a second seat and it's like another person was sitting next to you, that would be a nightmare.
Yeah,
because he would be like crawling on them and on that, you know, then it becomes a personal space issue.
Yeah,
so
well.
I that one makes sense.
It is just so expensive. But thankfully, we had points that covered almost the whole thing because we were going to fly coach
wait.
For sure.
I can't wait to fly a car.
Oh, my gosh.
I kiss the seat. I'm so thankful. Pretty much nowadays, to fly first class feels like the equivalent of flying in a private jet to me. It's just so ridiculous. It must have gone up. Or maybe just all these clubs paid for our tickets.
I could, before.
Yeah, we just got flown a lot of places.
That's why Lauren would fly first class and I would fly coach. I'm like, forget that. I'm not paying for that.
Oh,
it was so expensive.
My parents, we never flew first class.
Yeah, we never. We hardly flew.
Oh my gosh, we used to fly to Hawaii and coach.
Getting on an airplane was a big deal. It's expensive. It's like a adventure, you know? So.
Yeah, I'd rather not to begin with, but I can't wait to go to Colorado and visit your family and see the snow.
Yay.
And go read books in the library at story time.
Oh my god.
What else was
we're
so
gonna go skiing.
Take photos with our Leicas.
We're gonna go skiing. We're gonna go to that ski and ski out ice bar. That's gonna be so fun. Oh, I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited for Christmas. And I can't believe Thanksgiving is almost here. Like, what is this next week? Everything is just flying by. I still just can't get over we're supposed to be filming for The Hills. I'm like, okay. But yeah, I was so excited. And as I'm booking the tickets, the guy's like, oh, hold on. The flights are going. I have to redo it. Someone's trying to grab the seat. I'm like, God, I was on the phone with him for an hour. It took an hour to book these flights. So I'm so glad they're done. It's like a huge weight off my shoulders. Now I'm just praying for good weather and no problems or complications. So hopefully, and I hope everyone's excited for their own Christmas stuff going on, how much snow we're going to get there. So our anniversary is this week. We are also going to Taco Bell Friendsgiving this week on Thursday. We were invited. It's a very exclusive invite. It starts at 4:30 and it's all the way in Anaheim. Where are we going? Irvine. So basically Orange County. It is Orange County. We're going all the way down to Orange County, but it is Taco Bell. And the reason that we're going to go this year too, besides the fact that we love it, is I couldn't go last year with Gunner being so young. And next year, hopefully I'll either have a newborn or just about to. So I don't know if we'll be able to go next year or not, or at least me. So we're like, okay, let's go this year. And then we have, yeah, our anniversary, and Spencer's filming something top secret tomorrow, which is really fun and exciting. Got to have you with me here. I need...
Such high stakes right now. I'm sorry. One sec. You have so much. You talk all day long.
No, I don't.
Yes, you're like a chatterbox.
I talk to Gunner. Yeah,
you don't
all
stop
I say
all day long.
Yeah, and I just make noises and I go, la la.
Yeah, tell the audience that.
Oh, I decided I'm gonna be. If anyone's heard of Blippi, I'm gonna be the Christian Blippi. I'll be like hippie, and I'm gonna be like, get on the Jesus train, choo choo.
Oh, speaking of the Jesus train, shout out Joel Osteen for really giving Kanye West the most. I realize what level of genius it is, like how to sell your gospel album more. He went on the biggest gospel like platform. Like Joel Osteen runs like the 1998 MTV equivalent of, like, if you're going to perform to a live stream for your new Christian album, gospel, and show your like music, it's the most genius place to go perform in a stadium that's sold out with all Christians. If like Kanye, when he says he's a genius, that guy really knows how to slang things. I wonder if it was Kris Jenner's idea. You need to go perform at Joel Osteen's.
I wonder. I don't know. But what really cracked me up when you showed me this on TMZ was the fact that someone like cheered for him, and he like kind of rudely said to the person, "Don't interrupt me." And you could tell, "I have streams of consciousness." And then he was like, "I'm in a church, a Christian stream of consciousness." Because normally he's like into himself about his own streams of consciousness. He's like, "Interrupt what God is trying to tell me." And then, so after that, I'm like, okay. And then everyone, like, after he like says something, he kind of pauses for everyone to clap like they do in the church, and everyone starts clapping. And I was like, oh, it's okay for everyone to interrupt your stream of consciousness with claps, but not with that one person shouting you out. So I was very entertained by it. I'm not judging you at all, Kanye West. I don't know what God is using you for, and that's between you guys. But it's very entertaining to me,
the claps,
for sure.
The claps didn't interrupt
it. That's what I said.
It.
The claps are magical. Like, I'm like, okay, is that, are the angels clapping here? That sounds like the ego that, you know, but he did say, what did he say?
He said, God has already forgiven me for my ego and pride. I don't know, but forget, all due respect, forget Kanye West. Let's talk about somebody who I actually love and who we're team members of, not just a rando celeb.
Yes, it is Little Caesars.
Our best friend, the most famous.
So you have a taste for pizza, huh? Certainly understandable. But before you decide on what kind, can we tempt you into going thin? Yes. Little Caesars has a large, extra, most bestest thin crust pizza available now for only $6.49. It's thin on crust, but big on taste, with extra cheese and the most pepperoni, all the nation's best price. The extra, most bestest thin crust pizza, only $6.49 at participating Little Caesars locations, plus tax where applicable. Order one online tonight and skip the register with a Pizza Portal pickup. Claim of extra cheese and most pepperoni, all the nation's best price, is based on the comparison of the following pizzas for the top four national pizza chains. Little Caesars extra, most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza is the other three pizza chains' large, round, standard menu one topping thin crust pizza pepperoni, sold at everyday menu prices. So we sure love that celeb.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Well, if you love our show, you're going to love Brad Behavior, the newest podcast from Lady Gang Network and Podcast One. From the red carpet to the runway, TV personality, stylist to the stars, and author, Brad gets undressed in candid interviews with other celebs and friends. Each week, they contemplate and celebrate fashion, pop culture. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss Brad Behavior every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
And my other favorite celeb that also I'm guessing loves Little Caesars, our BFF, allegedly, Taylor Swift. OMG. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what she's going through, you must have clicked on the wrong podcast, because I already know you love tea and you're just shook what happened. So if you aren't on earth and you just got back, let me fill you in real quick. Taylor did, I think, 3 IG stories with writing on the IG stories, an essay explaining how she wanted to use all of her music, as the AMAs were giving her a lifetime achievement award or whatever. She wanted to play each of her songs from all her hits throughout her career, that, and that Netflix has been filming her for the last 3 years for a documentary that was going to be on about her life. Ready for this? Scooter Braun and Scott Borchetta, the Big Machine label, said that she couldn't use her own music. They denied it. Shout out Tree Payne, her longtime publicist, that tweeted some receipts that literally show the legal business affairs person telling Taylor and her team that she couldn't perform these. And now there's like evidence of some tweet that in a DM Scooter Braun sent to a fan saying that he would sell Taylor all her music back if she would just have a sit down and a conversation with them, blah, blah, blah. It's like, sell no, it all you'd have to do right now is tweet, Taylor, you can have all your music for this price. You don't need to have a little where she comes, tries to kiss your butt or whatever you're trying to pull off, bro. Just write the number in a tweet at her and everyone will know if that's fair, because what you guys got it for is not what the value should have been, like, for her to buy hers, like $300 million from the Carlyle Group, which got dragged into this, which is so funny that they definitely did not want this PR and press. And so there's some, like,
they're like Alex Jones, top secret, like, don't want to be named.
Alex things. Jones.
Like, he's talked about them.
Oh, like,
before.
And Alex Jones is after.
Yeah,
them.
This is like a conspiracy theory type group that doesn't want to be named.
And now they're in the freaking Taylor Swift drama.
Oh my gosh. I bet they're like, who decided to invest in this?
So, yeah, I just think that whatever the real value should be, if I would, you know, I guess they're not gonna, because they're like, huh, we own your rights, but it won't be worth anything when she re-records everything. Her real fans, it'll all sound better. She will make sure it sounds better. So, but she can't do that till November 2020. But
new producers.
I'm sure it's already all done. She just can't release it. So she's working on it right now.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
It could be done.
It could be. Who knows what she... She's a workhorse. She is like one of the least lazy pop stars ever out there. Everyone else goes on like a hiatus. She doesn't. Whenever you think she's like laying low, she's not. She's working on the next thing. But also, she should have got the deal for less. It's like, it's her who made them successful. It's her who wrote the lyrics. Like, she should have been offered half. Say it's worth $300 million. She should have been able to buy it for $150 million, because it's her. Like, that's just crazy. The whole thing is just... But it just shows you don't own anything in this world. You know, God, it's true. It just, there's nothing that you really own here on this planet.
I mean, I'm not going to quote King Solomon, but I will a little bit. He had everything under the sun, and it wasn't enough, right?
Right. Look at that.
God, yeah. Joel Osteen, DM me if you want me to come speak about my ego on stage.
So
was heavy duty with T.
It's sad.
It's sad. There's no way to win. And some other artist, I forget the name, but somebody I read on some tweet that this type of stuff happened and like she never made music again. Like, you could just, she could lose, like, you know, enough's enough. Like, I hate all these people. But the craziest part is all the fake friends that she thought she had in the business. Like, for instance, she just had on that Lovers remix again, Shawn Mendes, who she broke and put on her tour, da 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 da. And where's Shawn Mendes? All these guys, like, you're a multimillionaire. You have your fan base. It would be nothing for you to just be like, yeah, I definitely support Taylor and hope things get resolved. and da-da, you know, but just to be quiet makes me dislike. Selena Gomez definitely stepped up. Oh, speaking of Selena Gomez.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She did like a full essay. She's like, even if this comes back to, I deal with retaliations, I don't care.
So she said Halsey
back to her. But speaking of Selena, so great juice that I read the other day.
I would tweet, but no one would care. Well, and it might backfire.
Why didn't you? Because I said.
Who,
I
was, me?
Yeah, because I said.
No one cares what I say.
I'm not a pop superstar. Da, da, da. So he's like, you're married to a pop superstar.
Oh, that's so kind, because I feel like that would backfire. But I did tweet about it earlier, and I felt like that was enough, because no one really cares.
I mean, we haven't been invited to the next freaking concert. Selena Gomez, who dated The Weeknd after Bella Hadid, and they're both now broken up. I think this is the backstory, but I found this very entertaining. Commented below a photo of Bella Hadid the other day, who she just started following again. She did like the heart eye emojis, and Bella straight up deleted the whole post. Like, don't even comment on my. And Bella Hadid does not like delete posts. She loves her posts. I mean, with all due respect.
Wow. Oh my
God. So I love that though. Like, that's a serious way to get somebody's comment off without having to like delete it or block them. It's like, I'll just delete this post.
Oh my gosh, that's intense.
I like that. So tomorrow is supposed to have happened a year ago. It's finally happening, and I'm actually nervous because I did it for years, and I feel like I lost my mojo, where I used to always read every tabloid every week, front to back. So Snapchat a year ago gave me my own Snapchat show to do that. Since I haven't done it in like a year, I feel like I don't even know how to talk about celebrities anymore. I'm so nervous.
You do it on the podcast all the time. Plus,
you're such a supporter.
It's in your blood. You're so good at it. Come to you. And
can
if you want to practice tonight,
can you make a cameo?
Yeah. You're going to book hair makeup for me.
You look great when you do it yourself.
Sure. Yeah, that's nice. Also, maybe tonight you have a People magazine right there. Just do a review.
I'm not going to do anymore on my story to keep it exclusive.
Oh, you could just practice to me.
Not that nervous.
Hey everyone, it's fall, so don't miss the hottest content on Hulu. Some of my favorite shows are there, like The Masked Singer. It's a competition show. They're singing, you don't know who it is. All these celebrities, great songs, so don't miss that one. And some of the funniest comedies, like Bob's Burgers, Family Guy. My personal favorite is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I love that. I haven't missed any episodes of that. And it's on Hulu. Hulu has all the TV that I love and you love. And you can binge it anytime with plans starting at only $5.99 a month. I mean, come on, what a steal. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss your favorite content this fall. Also, there's the newest, greatest, latest shows like Handmaid's Tale. Wow, that show is so riveting. I can't watch it near bedtime because I just get so excited. But anyways, don't miss your favorite content this fall. Go to Hulu.com and start your free trial now.
Also, breaking news, shout out Rustic Canyon. They have a Michelin star. They're doing an event with Matt Morris Films for the Charbonneau Society with only 65 acres planted in the country. It's hard to track down enough Charbonneau. We will drink more Charbonneau than most people have in a lifetime, sampling a dozen wines from 1975 to 2018. This is actually not an ad or anything, even though I wish it was. I love ads, and I'm glad you love ads as listeners, because it keeps us having Steve to edit these and upload them to these amazing platforms. But this is not an ad. This is just coincidence that we were invited to this super elite event randomly. I'm going to say it's because of Hummingbirds, that this guy, Matt Morris Films, because he like wrote like Hummingbirds, and maybe Taylor, because he wrote Espresso, and he like DM'd me and he invited Heidi and I for Wednesday night to this event at this, with Chef Andy DuBravo, who has the Michelin star at Rustic Canyon. And it's our freaking anniversary. And to save money, Heidi was just canceling our dinner at Mastro's. And she's like, we'll just go walk around the town or something, because we have just been investing all of our freaking dang money into PratDaddy.com. Because as my genius advisor I've been listening to his audiobook. We're just jumped so many ships here. Check it out. It's called The 3-Minute Rule. I bought the book, but I didn't read any of it. And I was like, I just need to get the audiobooks. I'm always in traffic. So I downloaded this. And Brant, who I did Princess Malibu with when I was 20 years old, ended up producing. He was the head of a studio, head of a TV network, And now he's like, gets paid $40,000 a speech to like, you know, tell businesses how to change or blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to say what he does because he'd be like, that's not what it does, but whatever. Smart, blah, blah, blah. So I call him yesterday. And I'm just like, explain to him how stressed out I am and how much pressure it is now running a business with like literally, it's 12 like employees we deal with every day, but how many people like that are working on our crystals and the actual business? Like now we're in 20 people that I'm interacting with and dealing with. And I was just like, it just doesn't feel like success, even though a year ago, 2 years ago, this would have been mind-boggling. And he's like, it's just like my article I wrote for Forbes. And he's like, it's about moving the goalposts. I was like, what? And he's like, you keep moving the goalposts back so you don't like see your gains. And my MMA coach, King Kevin, keeps saying that to me. He's like, homie, you're just watching the needle. When you just watch the needle, it doesn't look like it moves. But really, to people on the outside and on the bigger picture, the needle is moving, but you're so deep in it. So yeah, we're going to cancel our anniversary dinner because it's just like we put everything now into our business and investing and advertising and campaigns and getting the top models and the top photo retouchers and the most high-end actual crystals and Italian gold chains. And you can't buy one time gold chain, you have to buy them in spools. And it's just like, you can't even comprehend how much goes into having, I will say this with a factual statement now, the number one crystal brand on the internet. That's I'll take me to court if you think you're even in the realm of in our league, which, you know, I'm not even bragging, I'm just saying it is. And it's just so much pressure that I wasn't prepared for. And yeah, so it's such a blessing from God that we just got a DM tonight inviting us to this super exclusive We Love Red Wine. As some troll DM me, I'm an alcoholic allegedly, so this would be a perfect setting for that troll to get to watch so much content, even though I blocked him.
And it's so funny because when I was pregnant, you don't drink.
No, I don't. That's why I think it's so funny. It's back to just like these people that it's such a weird new world. And I am really going to be so hyper aware of making sure Gunner and his next sibling or siblings, whatever, how you can pull off here, just is not plugged into that world.
I agree.
Where, yeah, no. Oh,
it robs you first off of like who you are and what you're doing and having a second guess your life with people who should have nothing to do with you, with no influence. Yes. There's such inappropriate people saying things. There's bullies out there. It's like, I don't want Gunnar to have anything to do with it. You know,
he loves performing and doing videos. So I'm fine with being a parent where you can you want a video, I'll send it to me, like I'll video whatever, and I'll post it for you. Like,
absolutely.
When you're 18, you can have your accounts. Because all these accounts, what they do is either get you kicked out of school, you know, do something you shouldn't do.
Yeah, like
see stuff.
I don't want them to have it on their phone. Like, no, you can't have.
No.
You can't have that on your phone.
Duh. Hello, duh.
Yeah. Hello. And there's such inappropriate, like what the Bachelorette was saying, that there are adult women trying to send her like 8-year-old inappropriate photos.
Gunner will have just a freaking flip phone and his Leica camera, and he can do as much content.
Yeah, it's crazy. I am so glad we didn't grow up.
Oh, that was my whole point. That was my point. Nowhere in my whole life has anyone been able to just say anything like that to me. And today I'm enjoying my vibe, Bloody Mary. It's such a great day. I'm starting to open because I stopped opening DMs for this purpose for like a good month or so. And it was incredible. But then it's like so many opportunities come out of DMs. Like tonight we got our freaking anniversary dinner I can't even comprehend how much these tickets are going for. We love this restaurant, Michelin chef. And this is from a DM. So it's like such a blessing and a curse being connected. You know, it's hard.
I just can't. Also, my rashes are doing better, if you were wondering. I do.
Rash update. Did you? Yeah,
they said I don't have shingles. Both my doctors said the test results came back negative, but they both think they were a false negative.
How is this possible? Like,
I don't know. They said they might have not got enough of the sample. I don't know. But which that was frustrating because it feels
frustrating. That's a,
but my arms still feel like they have severe bruises on them. Like I can't.
Oh
even
my
touch
God.
My
are you kidding
so
me?
Bad.
What no. a nightmare.
Well, thank you, God, that, you know, it's this is what we are dealing with instead of other things. And this is what we have. But I'm going to watch a Hallmark movie with my 5 minutes before I head down to bed. And just hoping and praying, if you have any extra prayers, I know it's not the most important thing in the world to everyone else, but if you could pray for my sleep turn with Gunner, that would be amazing. I'd really appreciate that. And what else is coming up this week? I hope everyone's getting ready for Thanksgiving. So many fun things. I really want to make gingerbread houses with Gunner because that's our family tradition. But he'll just eat it. The whole thing would just turn into a whole nightmare. He would want all the Skittles. Like today at the Hotel Bel Air, I give him a little syrup. All of a sudden, he's reaching across the table, dumps the whole thing on his plate, and just sticks his hand in the syrup and is licking at his hand. I'm like, kind of missing the point of eating the pancake part, but no worries. So that was pretty funny.
I put it on my Snapchat, so it was maybe my favorite video ever. Literally just dumb. I think the speech therapist has helped. It's interesting, the timing of could just be a coincidence, but he's definitely trying to talk way more and put together sentences and feel like it. It could just be timing.
It is. She said he's right on the verge. Like when we
interesting
went, we only went twice.
Well, it's,
and all that it helps with
well,
ready, set, go.
I would have paid double what you did for Ready, Set, Go.
Ready, Set, Go is the best thing
thing
ever.
And he uses it for so many things. You can just say it in the house. And Ready, Set, he goes, loves going, go,
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 go.
God.
He has the best things he says. I love his enthusiasm for, even when he's like, no, I love that enthusiasm. So like my mom says, he is a little more challenging because he's so strong-willed, but that's a great thing, and that's going to be a great quality throughout his whole life and help him to be a leader and help him to be such a strong individual. So I think it's great. I think, yeah, the whole thing is awesome. And watch Winnie the Pooh tonight. Ugh, I love this child so much.
Even my mom said, she's like, I can't wait to hear his little voice. I was like, I feel that, but all his little noises and things he does to communicate are so freaking like, cute. Just everything. Like he does.
All his animals.
Oh, everything. He makes noises for everything he wants. When he wants water.
I know, it's so
cute. Ma's for everything.
Ma's. It's so, I know, I've been thinking about having another child lately, and I'm like, I'm so excited, and it's like, I just give him all my love and attention, and it's going to be a hard transition.
That's why it's, I don't know how you're going to do it, honestly. He doesn't let me. I don't know. I really don't know how people do it. I don't think that many people do what you did. So it's like you made almost like too gnarly of a connection with him. Like most people, you know, you're in so deep. You're in so deep.
I know, like when he's in bed and he like puts his arm under my head and then his other one on
like,
my head.
What are you? No, like what are you going
to
do
to me in this so much? Is Jamie Singler. And that's why she waited till her son was 4. And that's how she felt. I fully understand more of, you know, what she was saying. So I don't know. I'm just going to have to bring the baby with us. And I do think it's good for him to share that love. And I think it's going to help him to be a little bit more independent and to have other relationships. And they say when he's 3, you know, he wants dada more and stuff like that. So I do think overall it's better for him.
This kid's obsessed with you.
I know. He just loves me so much. And I'm going to enjoy him loving me this much because, gosh, before I know it, he's going to be 16 and not thinking I'm so cool anymore.
Yeah, right. You are so cool. I'm cool and I'm 36. So I think you're cooler than I did when I was 35. So you better zip that. Sound like a DM troll.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's just different when it's your mom, you know.
I don't know. Sky thinks you're pretty, you know, your brother thinks your mom's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true.
And obviously, I always thought my mom was very cool. My mom was on the verge of too cool.
Yeah, your mom is too cool.
I was hosting the party.
Your mom is too cool.
Hey, mom, you should have had a little. You're too good of a friend, mom.
A little less cool.
It's all good. I made it here.
No,
you're a great mom.
Your mom is so cool.
Potty break.
We both have such cool moms. Thank God. All right, well, that's it.
No, it's not.
No, that's not. I am going to go to bed. I have 5 minutes or 10 minutes to ice my back. I'm going to watch a Hallmark movie. I might watch a few minutes of an episode of Housewives or something. It's hard when there's so much stuff I want to watch and I only have like 5 minutes to do it. And then I'm going to freaking bed because my eyes are freaking swollen shut and I'm freaking tired. And I think I've aged like 10 years in the past 2 years. I look at myself. I'm like the opposite of Benjamin Button. I'm like aging real quick over here. So... yes. Anyways, thank you for all your 5-star reviews. Please keep them up. Drop a comment. Get ready for Black Friday. We're going to have some awesome Pratt Daddy sales. PrattDaddyCrystals.com. If you want to jumpstart on Black Friday, make sure that you go on the site now and get what you want because last year
I want to talk more about. I want to talk about the Hills, why we're not filming 2 months after we should be. I want to talk about the fact that some of our cast members legitimately think that they're Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, and Brad Pitt, and they're trying to bring the Friends cast back. Like, these people are delusional out here. So I just
I'd understand if it was like number one hit show.
Oh, the biggest show in the world. Bigger, like,
yeah, man, it was good.
That's a good show.
It rated but, well, but it's not.
No, ego builder. Like, you should have the same ego you had leading up to it. You
right.
know, like,
right.
whatever your ego was season one should be the same ego season two. Hopefully, God willing,
maybe
season
it's just
three.
Dormant.
Yeah, they like got recharged, a little bit of attention, but oh my know. God, these people. Not everyone, but...
No, not everyone, but you can keep talking all you want. I have to ice my back. I have to take off my makeup. I'm at least 30 minutes from going to bed. I need to lay down. Who knows how long I'm going to sleep tonight, but is there anything else you'd like
Fine.
To say?
Goodbye. God bless you all. Hope that you all tune in when we're on Joel Osteen's live stage.
Gosh, you know what? I'd rather go on Joyce Meyer. I love Joel. Love you, Joel, but Joyce, you're my girl. I love you, Joyce. Beth Moore. These are like my best friends. I actually feel like Joyce Meyer is one of my best friends. I talk to her. I listen to her more than anyone. I love her.
Have you DM'd her?
I don't think she would care. She'd be like, are you Jesus? I don't think so, girl.
All right. Well, we love you all. Thank you for listening to Sleep Turn with Heidi and Spencer. Goodbye.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless you. Good night. Or good morning. Midday. Or whatever. Bye.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.